we reckon that Wellborn, which is going to be 6.5, probably 1,000 houses, half a mile from the centre of Wickham, is going to radically alter the lives of people who live here. In fact, we reckon that it's probably going to convert Wickham into a suburb of a town. And since we are living in a small market town, which is surrounded by the most wonderful countryside, we object to that. And there are all sorts of concerns because we're not convinced that the plans as they're presented to us are workable. There are huge problems with infrastructure. The Hampshire road planners admit that the traffic anyway is going to increase, and we rather doubt the amount of increase that they suggest is going to happen as a result of Wellborn. We feel that it's going to be much greater. Of course, the great thing is that the A32 and the A34, which go through Wickham, feed to the M27, and the A32 is going to be one of the major inputs into Wellborn, because Wellborn, the new town, is absolutely adjacent to it. So we reckon that, in fact, probably up to 15,000 people who are going to live in Wellborn will, many of them, want to go to work. They'll find the M27 crowded, and they'll come north and use our roads, the roads that to us, which will make our present traffic situation even worse than it is now.
And how do you feel that this, all this countryside, this rolling countryside going past Knoll Village, it's all going to go?
Yes, it is all going to go, and it's rather sad because it is actually some of the best agricultural land in South Hampshire. In fact, it is the government has actually defined it as the best and most versatile agricultural land. And we feel that this is important, given the possibilities of increasing population and food production, that the best agricultural land should actually be retained. And the government says that. There is planning guidance which says that indeed such land should be retained.
So Sean Woodward, leader of Fareham Borough Council, I've heard him talking. He says we've got to put it somewhere. If we don't do this, then there'll be lots of infill in Fareham, lots of little plots of land all gone. So someone has to make a decision somewhere about where we put these houses.
Indeed, that is true. And I think everybody accepts that young people in particular need somewhere to live. But perhaps as a nation, we have to decide whether, in fact, we're going to increase densities in built-up areas and save the countryside, and in particular, the food-growing countryside, or whether we're going to spread out. And in some ways, it's not for old people like me to worry about this. It's the next generations who, you know, are important. But I do think it is an important decision that has to be made. Do we spread out, or do we actually try and build within urban areas?